from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting the 4-H youth of Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties participated and excelled at the recent regional horse and regional dairy bowl competitions. The horse bowl was held in Canajoharie on March 9th. Youth involved in the horse program came from all over the capital region to test their equine knowledge. Columbia and Greene's team took second place. The junior team came in fourth. The Capital Region Dairy Bowl contest was held at Ichabod Crane Middle School in Valencia on March 2nd. This year, the beginner teams placed first and second overall. Anthony Cordato, Braden Skoda, and Robert Pultz will now compete at the New York State Fair Invitational on August 21st. The junior team took third and fourth places overall, and Casey Purdy and Randy Albertson will now go on to serve on the 2019 Capital Regional State Dairy Bowl team. The senior teams placed first and fourth overall. Competing at the State Dairy Bowl as Capital Region team members will be Calvin Keller and Vidar Perot. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the number of confirmed measles cases in Rockland County continues to rise. The total rose to 156 since the first case was reported in October. It rose by three since County Executive Edwin Day this week announced a ban on unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going to indoor public places. County officials are calling the spread of the virus an epidemic, and they continue to urge those who have not been vaccinated to do so. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Tom Fitzsimmons is reporting for NBCNews.com. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a co-chair of the Congressional LGBT Equality Caucus, March 28th, introduced a bill that would ban the use of Medicaid funding for conversion therapy. The Cold Spring Democrat introduced the Prohibition of Medicaid Funding for Conversion Therapy Act with 63 co-sponsors. Maloney called conversion practices harmful and denied they have any therapeutic value. Gail Mayer, president of GLMA, Health Professionals Advancing LGBTQ Equality, said, and I quote, "Conversion therapy is a charlatan practice that has been widely debunked and discredited by healthcare professionals and banned by law in 15 states, Washington, D.C., and scores of municipalities and counties," end quote. The bill is endorsed by the Trevor Project, Human Rights Campaign, National Education Association, PFLAG National, Gay and Lesbian Medical Association, National Center for Lesbian Rights, and other LGBTQ groups. Read the full story at NBCNews.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer County legislature's Democrats are demanding that County Executive Steve McLaughlin explain why he took a trip to Costa Rica last week, paid for by a county agency. The six representatives are calling for Republican McLaughlin to provide details of the trip's purpose, the names and titles of the members of the trip's entourage, and why they were selected and by whom, the IDA's funding and accounting for the trip's expenses, what other county funds may have been used, and I quote, "what outcomes and tangible deliveries," end quote, county residents can expect directly from the trip, and what the benefits would be for Hudson Valley Community College. McLaughlin traveled with officials from both Hudson Valley and the State University at Albany. Minority Leader Peter Grimm of Troy said of the query, and I quote, "our constituents want to know," end quote. McLaughlin's spokesperson, Richard Crist, said March 28th, "the executive office," and I quote, "will be happy to provide information on this successful trip to strengthen economic and educational opportunities involving Rensselaer County, Hudson Valley Community College, and the University at Albany with business and educational leaders in the coming days," end quote. IDA Executive Director Robert Pazzanella said the trip was taken in an effort to attract more students to attend Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.